The House of Representatives began debate today on lifting the federal moratorium on offshore drilling. The bill stunningly is being supported more by Democrats than Republicans, who say the legislation would keep too many coastal areas off limits. The bill also includes measures to strip oil companies of billions of dollars in tax breaks and to require electric utilities to use more wind and solar power. Rob Sargent is the Energy Program Director for Environment America. His group opposes the legislation.
We agree with all the people that are talking about America being at an energy crossroads and, agree with the concerns about our dependence on oil, but believe that, as has been widely reported, sacrificing our coasts and our public lands to oil and gas drilling is not the best approach, given that it will risk, an important resource. And as many people have said, including the Bush administration, they've gone as far as to say, it will have an insignificant impact on prices. So the folks that are running around saying, drill here, drill now, save money, are basically perpetrating fraud on the American people. And the folks that are saying everything needs to be on the table really aren't being genuine about that. So notwithstanding the Democratic leadership's best efforts to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, pardon the pig analogy, I guess. We believe that it just is not worth the trade-off, given that the clean energy provisions in it, while they're important and important stepping stones, are not worth that trade-off.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has certainly been getting it from a lot of environmentalists and Democrats, but she has said that with the congressional moratorium ending on drilling on September 30th, that the Bush administration could immediately begin preparing new lease sales where oil companies would bid for the right to drill tracks along both coasts. She says, we have to face the reality that if we don't do something in the bill, it's drilling 3 miles offshore. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that that's kind of the jam that we're in, and clearly the Bush administration is very mindful of that. The bottom line is that the folks that are pushing this drill here, drill now campaign know that as well, and nevertheless are pushing for Congress to act on this because I think they want to put Congress's imprimatur on this, maybe, but more importantly because they want to distract from a real energy policy that would truly get us weaned off of fossil fuel. The core of folks that are pushing this drilling agenda clearly, are being very disingenuous. They have never voted for anything that would reduce our reliance on oil, and it appears that they're not planning on it now. So it's a tricky issue, and we sympathize with the Democratic leadership for trying to address this very tricky issue. But from our point of view, a bill that puts Congress on record as reducing existing protections is something that we can't support. But we're mindful of, for lack of a better word, the nuances there.